1203 at WBFO. Good afternoon. I'm Omar Fatou. A hostage situation is taking place at a pawn shop in downtown Buffalo. There is a heavy police presence, including a SWAT team at the scene. At Broadway near Ellicott, a number of nearby streets have been cordoned off. WBFO's Chris Kea is there.
As you mentioned, Omar, streets around the Central Library remain closed at this time. The SWAT team has taken up positions around their armored vehicle in front of the Metro Loan pawn shop on Broadway. That's on Broadway, basically across the street, directly across the street from the Central Library in downtown Buffalo. Broadway and Clinton Streets are closed between Elm Street and Main Street. And Court Street is closed from Main until Pearl Street. Dozens of onlookers have gathered in Lafayette Square to watch the situation unfold, the armed standoff. In a statement from Buffalo Police, the police say that negotiators continue talking with an armed subject, and police are asking the public to stay away from the area as it appears to be quite possibly dangerous, never knowing what gunfire may erupt in this downtown core. Reporting live outside the Central Library in downtown Buffalo, Chris Kea, WBFO News.
Now, this situation began around 9:30 this morning. Again, no reports of shots fired or injuries at this point. WBFO's Jay Moran is also in the area. What's happening where you are, Jay?
Yeah, Omar, we're about three blocks to the east of where Chris is at Lafayette Square right now. We're down here. Just had a moment to talk with Mike DeGeorge, the spokesman for Buffalo Police. Obviously, very tense situation here. Was not giving a lot of specifics about what's happening. Like Chris said, encouraging folks to stay away from this area. Many of the streets are blocked off in this downtown area. And we're here with Cheryl Hagan, who had a chance actually to talk to somebody who had a little more of a close eye perspective on what happened earlier this morning, the man who owns the shop next to the Metro Lawn pawn shop. Cheryl?
Yes, Jay. Bob Newman is the owner of Perks Coffee Shop, which is located right next door to the pawn shop that we are talking about. He said about 9:30, a officer came into the shop and asked them to vacate the premises, indicating there may have been a suicide attempt next door. Moments after that, the officer came back and asked them to leave immediately, noting that there was a botched robbery and that there was a hostage situation next door as well. So he said they left, they got out of there, and they did not see or hear anything else.
That's the scene from here. We're at Broadway and Elm Street in downtown Buffalo. Most of the streets are cordoned off between here and Lafayette Square. And once again, according to Mike DeGeorge, the spokesman for Buffalo Police, please try to stay out of the area if you can. Most certainly it is a tense situation down here. Back to you, Omar.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Thanks, Cheryl. We'll have much more on the situation throughout the afternoon. We'll go off to Here and Now at the moment. We'll let you know what happens from downtown Buffalo. Stay with us on WBFO.